Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're joined now by Kaylee Clifford, who's a researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs. And this is for an update on what is happening at the moment in the Ukraine, especially considering those horrific pictures that are coming out of Bucha. Kaylee, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Kaylee, what kind of updates can you give us, perhaps, with regards to what we've seen coming out with these atrocities and any other allegations of war crimes that we're now hearing about, especially with Biden now outright calling Putin a war criminal?
So we're day 40 of the war, and we're at the stage now where Russian forces have pulled back from Kiev and surrounding areas, which means that for now, at least in those areas, there's a bit of a retreat. But it's widely understood that there is not a ceasefire. It's simply a regrouping, it's repositioning.
We seem to be having technical difficulties with the call, Kaylee. I'm going to just try again. If you could just repeat that last bit that you said to us. We are having a bit of technical difficulties. We're going to try to get a better line through to Kaylee. While we're trying that, we're just going to listen to a little bit of music and try to get Kaylee back on a better line. It's a very important topic. We're discussing updates on the Ukrainian war.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We do have to apologize today for the technical glitches. It seems that the gremlins have crept in on this rainy Johannesburg day. Back with us is Kaylee Clifford, researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs. And before we had a broken connection, we were chatting about what is happening in Ukraine, especially considering these pictures of atrocities that are coming out of the Bucha region, as well as President Biden outright calling Putin a war criminal. Over to you, Kaylee.
Yes, so as I was saying, we're at day 40 of the war at the stage where Russian forces have pulled back from Kiev and surrounding areas. So militarily, we're seeing a bit of a reprieve in that area. But it's widely understood that this is not a ceasefire. It's a regrouping, it's a repositioning. And in the meantime, as Ukrainians are reclaiming towns in Kiev, the atrocities that have been committed over the last 40 days are becoming apparent. And as you said, some really horrifying stories coming out of Ukraine about bodies being found and about rape being used as a weapon of war. And Ukraine is essentially accusing Russia of carrying out a genocide. And of course, this is being denied by the Kremlin and being portrayed as something entirely different. And it has actually asked for a special meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the issue further.
Does it help having Putin called out as a war criminal by the leader of the United States? Or do we want to see more action? What is the international community and the general populace opinion towards this war? Do they want to see boots on the ground? What do they want to see? Because clearly sanctions are not working.
So I think it does help to have the world's leaders call out the atrocities that have been happening in Ukraine. But as you've said, I mean, the West and NATO countries, they seem to be concentrating their efforts on economic sanctions, so freezing assets, making it harder for Russia to do any kind of business. And these sanctions, while having a short or even a medium-term effect, obviously hasn't stopped the war on the ground, and that's left Ukrainians feeling quite frustrated, understandably so. But in terms of military assistance, a direct military confrontation with Russia from the start was ruled out. But Zelensky has also, you know, been asking almost every night during his addresses for more military support, whether that be arms, jets, fuel, etc. And some of this has been provided to Ukraine in addition to money. And of course, the events of the last few days will perhaps see European countries and the West more broadly consider harsher sanctions, particularly when it comes to the supply of gas and ending imports of Russian gas to Europe.
For me, having somebody called out as a war criminal, when one sees the disregard for the Rome Statutes and one sees the disregard that so many people have had for the ICC over the years, including some of the very nations that are calling out Putin, it just seems too little at this time. In a perfect world, what can we do as a populace to apply the necessary pressure on our leadership to try do something in respect of this? Because if there isn't going to be a military intervention, what are the alternatives?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is a limit to what we can do as a populace. If we're talking about activism on social media and things like that, then sure, you know, we can be actively calling out our leaders around the world to take a harsher stance on Russia. But of course, you know, diplomacy as well only goes so far. We've been seeing the peace talks over the last couple of days, which had actually been advancing to a stage where a meeting may have been possible between Zelensky and Putin, and negotiators on both sides agreeing to a number of things. Of course, with the developments over the last few days, I think that's going to make those peace talks much more difficult. And so, unfortunately, you know, in reality, we're no more closer to a ceasefire agreement, let alone any kind of agreement around territories.
It really just is so horrendous. You know, we always hear this call of never again, and then we think back to the late 90s, what happened in Congo. We think back to what happened in 94 when we were emerging as this young, excited democracy, yet just up north in Rwanda and Burundi, there was a genocide. And then just prior to that, we saw what was happening in Bosnia-Herzegovina and surrounding regions. Why is this happening? Surely we've reached a point in our history that these things can be foreseen. We saw the build-up on the Ukrainian border. We saw the rhetoric. We heard the rhetoric, rather, but we saw the images. Is what went wrong, in your opinion? I'm sorry, Kaylee, it's a terrible question to ask and to put you on the spot, but what went wrong this time round?
Yeah, that is a tricky one. I mean, I don't think we should completely discount some of the institutions that have been set up to deal with this kind of thing. And allegations around genocide are very fresh. And I'm even saying allegations because it's the word that you'll see repeated in media reports on this. It is very difficult to really confirm what is actually happening in Ukraine. That's not to say that Russia isn't responsible for some of the atrocities that have been committed. Certainly, it would not be surprising, and it's not anything that they haven't been accused of in the past. But definitely some very serious and very worrying reports coming out, and Ukrainian authorities are investigating these officially. And as you said, world leaders have condemned the killings and called for an independent investigation. So, I mean, it's not a satisfactory answer, but the most that we can hope for is that, you know, the official channels through which this is supposed to go through, that they play their part and that we do see some kind of answers.
What I can say is, Kaylee, you answered very clearly in that we shouldn't be speculating. There are allegations. We need to get more information from what's happening on the front lines. And you're very correct in saying maybe it is too early to start drawing parallels with regards to incidents of genocide, such as what we saw in DRC, what we saw in Rwanda and Burundi, and what we saw in, of course, Bosnia-Herzegovina. So thank you for that. That was very concise, and you're 100% right. We shouldn't jump to conclusions, but we need to be exceptionally concerned.
Absolutely.
Kaylee Clifford, I look forward to chatting to you again soon, and thank you so much for your insight on what's happening in Ukraine at the moment.
Thank you. It was a pleasure chatting.
That was Kaylee Clifford. She's a researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs.